Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister says resolving the issues in the far north Queensland community of Aurukun will take time. Nigel Scullion was in Sydney last night to attend an event discussing the advancement of Indigenous education. Penny Timms reports.
Broomwoman Sarah Tracy wasn't always the most committed of school students, but when her parents sent her to boarding school, it was a blessing in disguise, and she soon graduated with good marks. Now she's studying to become a teacher in a remote community.
I've had the opportunity to get such a great education. I want to take that back now to my community and give it back to the kids.
She's also discovered the importance of being a role model.
Being an Aboriginal person and going into that community and being a teacher, it challenged the ideas of those children in the school.
It's stories like Ms. Tracy's that the not-for-profit Australian Indigenous Education Foundation wants to see more of. It provides scholarships to help Indigenous students attend some of the nation's top schools and universities. Overnight, it released an update on its progress. Andrew Penfold is the foundation's executive director.
We now have 93% success rate in terms of retention in Year 12 completion, and then 93% of our graduates who have come through the program are now productively engaged in employment and university and so on.
They're statistics that delight the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion.
If Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person has an education, he's got the same chances in the world as any other Australian.
Education is a timely issue, especially for the far north Queensland community of Aurukun. The town's been evacuated of its teachers for the second time this month due to safety concerns.
Aurukun is not necessarily a place of the making of Aboriginal people from that area. You know, historically people were put together, and that has tensions that go on, and I'm not saying are unresolvable, but you'll need to have some investments in people to start resolving some of those challenges.
Senator Scullion hasn't been to Aurukun to discuss the issue, saying if he did, the situation would become politicised, but he hopes to speak with his Queensland counterpart today.
You can ameliorate a number of challenges by simply ensuring that everybody actually attends school, that schools are sufficiently funded and resourced to a degree where people want to go to school.
The Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion ending that report by Penny Timms.